Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I'm on a mission to help brilliant coaches build brilliant coaching businesses. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Women in the Coaching Arena. I'm so glad you're here. In today's episode, we're diving into the topic of creating a signature coaching offer. So if you have been in my world for a while, you know I talk about this a lot. It's a crucial step because without a tangible offer, all of your marketing efforts could go to waste, and we definitely don't want that to happen. So firstly, what is a signature system? Your signature system is the unique method that you use with clients. In other words, it's how you help your clients get from A to B, or how I like to describe it, from Hell Island, which is where they are now, to Heaven Island, which is where they want to be. And here are some reasons why you would want a signature coaching system. So firstly, it differentiates you from other coaches. If you are a coach and have no other differentiator, then you have a lot of competition. Whereas if you have a unique methodology, then people will start to like the way you do things, and your signature coaching offer will be something that you can become known for. My signature coaching offer is the business of coaching. It's my one program that I have poured my heart into, which helps coaches go from not enough clients and overwhelmed to having clients and having clarity about where their business is headed. Another reason why you would want your own signature system is because it creates more reliable outcomes. Because when you have coached somebody on that sort of topic several times, you will start to notice patterns and you can refine and perfect your process over time. So thirdly, having a system in place versus selling coaching just as six sessions or something really helps you to actually sell coaching, because people don't buy coaching, they buy solutions to their problems. I have a particular framework that is my intangible to tangible framework that I work through with clients to help them to bring the intangible, which is coaching and most people don't understand well enough to buy, to a really tangible thing that the average person understands and values enough to part with their hard-earned money for. So I provide lots of templates so my clients can create a visual representation, so then you can start to talk through your offer and really allow people to see the journey that they will go on if they work with you. It also allows you to filter out clients who aren't a good fit, because if they're not bought into your point of view, it's not going to work out. So for example, I believe that you do need to niche to be able to have and grow a successful business. That doesn't mean that you can't get a client without niching, but you might just get the odd one or two, and it's probably not going to be particularly high fees, because if you're just selling coaching, it's really, really difficult. So my point of view is that you do need a niche and a signature coaching offer to be able to really sell coaching effectively enough to build a solid, reliable, long-term business. So if you don't believe that, then you're not going to be a great client for me, because I'm not going to be able to help you. So the fourth reason why is it allows your clients to feel safe and cared for. So when your client sees that you have a process, they can put their trust in you and know that you are able to get there. And obviously, if they believe it's possible, then they are more likely to get the results. So a lot of it is also them buying into the fact that this is possible for them, and you can transfer that confidence that you have a way of helping them to get there, versus the come for some coaching, we'll see where we get to, and most people then like, oh, I'm a bit busy, this isn't worth the money, all of that kind of stuff. So if they see that you have this way of getting them there, then they will lean into that process and are more likely to get the results. So the last reason why this is brilliant to do is it gives you the ability to create multiple streams of income. So when you want to stop trading time for money, you can build a book out of your signature coaching offer, you can build a course, you can build a group program, you can build a membership. There's lots of things you can do, and you can literally take this one system that you will become known for and use it in several different ways. So let's get started with the really exciting bit now and create your signature coaching package. So the first point you need to be aware of here is sell them what they want, not what they need. First, we will explore that concept because it took me a really long time to really get it enough to do it effectively, because the two things are really different. And as coaches, we often have a raised sense of awareness that we can talk to them in coach speak. We think that everybody knows about limiting beliefs and values and all other things that we know. But sadly, the average person doesn't know this stuff yet. And so coaching can be seen as a luxury item. And we need to help the average person who isn't used to investing that kind of money in themselves see its value. So we need to position your coaching in a way that resonates with them and addresses their immediate desires. So to do this, I love the analogy of the front door and back door. So for example, someone who is unhappy in their job and wants a new job, the front door is, I want to get a new job. The back door is the confidence to actually leave that job, knowing their values to ensure that they go for a job that they love, knowing their strengths so they can actually really feel fulfilled in the next move. So what can happen by accident, because we know as coaches, you know, there's a lot more involved with just getting a new job usually than filling in your CV and just applying for another job, because it's often a pattern, like they're probably miserable in their job because they were miserable in the one before that and the one before that. There is so much more usually to be done. So we will often say, and I've definitely done it to my friend, come for some coaching, I can really help you. We can improve your confidence so you can really go for jobs that you love. And she is like, no, thank you. I don't have time for that. That's really nice. And I know that, yeah, one day I'll do that. But right now, I just need to get a job. So what I really need to do is lean into my friend's immediate must-have solve now issue, which is get a job, and say, come work with me. I'll help you to get that next job. And then when she's in the front door, which is get the job, we will say, great, so session one, what's going on for you right now? What's holding you back from getting the job that you love? And then you'll get to explore all of the stuff that is holding the person back from actually achieving their goal, which is usually the confidence, the mindset, all of the stuff. But we need to actively lead with that front door issue. So have a think about your ideal client. What is their big goal that they are currently actually aware of and actively seeking? Think about what they're thinking about in the middle of the night when they're worried. What is the one thing that they are aware of that they need help with right now? So take some time to have a think about your ideal client's front door issue. Another real life example of a mistake I made when I first started my program, The Business of Coaching, was selling the idea of helping people to build their coaching business. I mean, obviously, that's what you need to do to get clients. There is identifying your why, setting up your business, your niche, your marketing, overcoming your visibility issues, knowing how to have sales calls, how to set up sales funnels. Like, there is so much involved. So I was leading with help you to build your business. But actually what people wanted was, I just want to know how to get clients, thank you. So for example, used to have a lead magnet, which is a free PDF, I've probably spoken about it in previous issues, of 10 steps to build your coaching business. I had really slow growth with that lead magnet. Yeah, people did download it, but the moment I changed my lead magnet to 12 ways to get clients now, I had like 50 downloads in the matter of a day. So it was a huge difference and really showed me that I too was going wrong, because again, of the raised awareness I have of what's involved in actually building your coaching business. So again, it's really easy to get this wrong because we know far too much about the things that we usually end up helping people with. So once you understand your client's front door issue, it's time to craft a compelling headline that resonates with them. So what is going on in their life right now? What do they wish for? And try to express it in really concrete terms. So for example, get out of your rut and get into a job that you love. That could be a clear front door message if you, for example, are a career coach. Okay, so now we know how to sell them what they want, not what they need. Let's move on to your journey. So your steps that you're going to take this person on to get them there. Have a think about 3 to 6 steps that they may need to take. So for example, if you are a career coach, they might be your confidence, your strengths, the technical aspects of career change, and then maybe a how to excel in your career once you have your new job. So they might be my 4 steps in my coaching program that will help somebody get from stuck in a rut into a job that they love. So by outlining a journey, you can provide a tangible roadmap that people understand enough to think, okay, I can kind of see that if I wanted to get this result, it looks like these are the sorts of things that I need to know. Yes, please, I am in. So now you have your high-level steps, it's time to think about the logistics. So just because you have 3 or 4 high-level steps doesn't mean that that is the amount of coaching sessions you will use. You'll want to think about what are the logistics, like how many sessions are you giving free email access, like what goes into your offer, and tailor it to fit that person's needs and your needs as well, ultimately. Then comes pricing. So it's crucial to think about your pricing in terms of the transformation that you provide versus the cost of a session, because it's not about the session. So much goes into that relationship. You hold space in your heart for that person while you're working with them over the several months you're working with them, not just in the session. There will be toing and froing back and forth over things. They will be gaining insights from the actions they're taking in between sessions. If you want to have a really successful coaching business, it's really good to start thinking about the time, energy, and expertise you bring to the table and confidently set your prices. So if you are thinking, what about coach training school? Because this sounds completely the opposite. Yes, you're right. It is completely the opposite, because at coach training, they teach you how to coach, but they don't teach you how to actually sell coaching so that you actually do get to coach, because there is a huge gap. And I wish more coach training providers were really open about the fact that you might need to learn some marketing and sales skills to be able to have a career as a coach, because there is so much to learn. It's like an entire another qualification in itself, how to build a business and actually make this work for you. So that was a whistle-stop tour into creating a signature coaching program. Let's summarize today's episode. So firstly, what is a signature coaching system? It's how you help your clients get from A to B. Secondly, we covered why you might want a signature coaching system versus just selling coaching. And the reasons were, it differentiates you from other coaches, it creates more reliable outcomes, it helps you to actually sell coaching so you can actually do the thing you love, it allows your clients to feel safe and cared for, and it gives you the ability to create multiple streams of income. Thirdly, we went into how to create your own signature coaching package. So firstly, sell them what they want, not what they need. Address their front door issue rather than the back door issue. Secondly, mapping out your journey from their current situation to their desired outcome. Thirdly, we talked about the logistics, how many sessions, like what's exactly involved in what you're selling. And fourthly, determining your pricing and making sure that it reflects the value that you provide. So good luck with your signature coaching offer. If you want my help implementing this, this is what I do best in my signature coaching program, The Business of Coaching. You can learn more about this via my website in the show notes, or book a call to see if it's what you need right now to grow your business with more ease and attract the clients that you want. And like I always say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. Please come and say hi to me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know how you are getting on in your coaching business and how you're going to go for your dreams this year. My name on LinkedIn is Joanna Lott, and handle on Instagram is at Joanna Lott Coaching, and I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.